USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Colonel Stephen McCraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers made key errors when responding to the elementary school shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers. It happened days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott praised how officers handled the shooting. Now Abbott says the information he was provided with at a news conference earlier this week was a recitation of what law enforcement officers told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
At the NRA convention in Houston, former President Trump Friday argued for solutions other than gun control.
What we need now is a top-to-bottom security overhaul at schools all across our country.
Senator Ted Cruz echoed the sentiment. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The U.S. Forest Service says it was responsible for what became the largest fire in New Mexico history. The agency says investigators determined the Calf Canyon fire was started by a holdover or sleeper fire from a federal pile burn that concluded near the end of January. Though crews monitored the fire for a couple of days following the conclusion of the burn, the Forest Service says it remained dormant and survived three winter snow events before reigniting, escaped containment lines in April, and was significantly spread by a wind event. The Calf Canyon fire then merged with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was also started by an escaped federal prescribed burn. Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman on Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client with Democratic ties when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and former President Trump's company before the 2016 campaign, hoping to deliver an October surprise that would have handed the election to Hillary Clinton.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The number two official in the Lone Star State is defending the parents who were pushed away for asking officers to go into Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says waiting to rush the school gunman in Uvalde was the wrong decision. This as we learned that many parents were pushed away by police when they urged them to go into the school. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says parents had a right to be frustrated with law enforcement.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life. And they will be thinking, was my child still alive and could have been saved? So that was another fact that we weren't told.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Patrick says he and other state leaders were told that a security officer was on campus, but that turned out to be false. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The billion-dollar settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Towers South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. Lawyers previously had announced in court a tentative agreement that the money would be split by the families whose relatives died or were harmed in the collapse of the 12-story tower. You can listen to us online anywhere. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.